ఓం శ్రీ సాయిరాం. వి ద స్టూడెంట్స్ స్టాఫ్ మేనేజ్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయి విద్యావిహార్ అండ్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయి విద్యానికేతన్ గుంటూర్ ఆఫర్ అవర్ హార్ట్ ఫెల్ట్ ప్రేయర్స్ ఎట్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ బిలవెడ్ భగవాన్. డియరెస్ట్ లార్డ్, వి బ్రింగ్ టు యువర్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ ద ప్రేయర్స్ ఆఫ్ ది 800 స్టూడెంట్స్ బ్యాక్ ఎట్ గుంటూర్. We thank you, Swami, for blessing us with this great fortune of performing in your divine presence. We offer to you, Lord, our drama, Daivam Moolam Idam Jagat. God is the source of our entire universe.
Bharat is the spiritual engine to the entire world. As Bhagwan puts it, the major centers of spirituality are the innumerable holy places of worship where countless people get together and offer their prayers. Each of these temples have a unique story behind them. The Kshetra Purana, the story behind the temple. Most of the times, the Kshetra Purana would seem like a fantastic fable, but hidden underneath the gripping story is a subtle and a powerful message that the temple stands for. Inspired by Swami's teachings, we attempt to decipher the Kshetra Purana of one such energy center of spirituality, Amaravati, a holy pilgrimage town near Guntur.
Children, let us revise the lesson that we finished. Shall we?
Sir, please let us not have a class today. Tell us a story instead.
History class is full of stories, isn't it? Then why another story? Okay, let me see what can be done.
Sir, but the stories that you tell us are so different from the stories in the textbook. We want your interesting stories, sir. History is too boring.
History is never boring, child.
What is the use of these lessons? They will never be of any use to us in future.
History records the deeds of the great people of the past. We should learn from the mistakes that our ancestors have committed and not repeat them ourselves. The last lesson we finished was about Amaravati. How many of you have visited the place?
I have been there, sir. My grandparents live there.
I have never been to Amaravati, sir.
Have you been to the famous Shiva temple there? Does anybody know the story behind the temple?
I don't know the story, even though I have been there. If it is an interesting one, please tell us, sir.
Okay. Listen then, this is the story of Lord Amareshwara. This is a part of our glorious history. Indeed, his story, a divine story. The story begins in the 19th century, when the patrons of the temple have passed away, with the temple in a dire financial position. The priests have no option but to approach the Orthodox Nawab Nazaruddullah and seek his help.
The temple has no more funds. The temple treasury too is down to the last few coins. The coffers are empty.
If this is the state of the temple, the pujas cannot be performed. We have the celebration of Shivratri coming up. Every year, we have a grand celebration. What is going to happen this year?
Huh? Shall we approach the Nawab for some help?
Are you mad? How can we approach the Nawab? Will he even help us?
Well, the ruler is our only refuge. Do we have any other choice?
Isn't that the Nawab himself walking this way? Let us approach him right away.
Jahapana, we seek your help.
Jahapana, we are the priests of the glorious temple at Amravati. The festival of Shivratri is upon us. We seek your assistance in maintaining the temple and other expenses.
You come to a Muslim and ask him to believe in the presence of your God? You think that God resides in the statue that you worship? Foolish man. I cannot help you. But wait, I can help you only if your God comes and tells me that personally. Go now. Can it be that this lifeless stone has divinity in it? How can you foolishly limit divinity in these stones? If so, let that stone come to life and ask for my help. I myself would like to test the power of your holy stone. Let me stay here and see if your Lord comes from the stone to eat the food that you have offered. Go. You go your way. I'll stay here and wait for your Lord's arrival. Someone should be here to welcome your Lord, isn't it?
Child, for whom do you wait here? All alone by yourself?
But who are you? Where did you come from? The temple is closed.
This is where I stay. I came here to clear your doubts. It impresses me that you're first testing the waters before you step in. That is the way. First test and only then accept.
Is this a dream? What? Why are my senses playing tricks on me? If you truly are the elusive God who resides in this stone, why do you manifest yourself now? And why does a Hindu God come at the challenge of a Muslim?
There is no difference whatsoever between a temple and a masjid, or between Shiva and Allah. Whether you do namaz or perform puja, your prayers reach me. God is always one and is omnipresent. The duality exists only in your minds. In fact, this kshetra is a testimony to the destruction of this duality.
Destruction of this duality?
Yes, destruction of duality. Amaravati was born out of the singular ignorance of another great devotee like you. Come, let us witness together the story behind the birth of this glorious kshetra, the Kshetra Purana of Amaravati.
ಪಲ್ಲರಿ ವಿರಾಜಮಾನ ಮೂರ್ಧನಿ ಧಗತ್ 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 ಬಲಲ್ಲ ಲಾಟ ಪಟ್ಟ ಪಾವಕೆ ಕಿಶೋರ ಚಂದ್ರಶೇಖರೇರಪಿ ಪ್ರತಿ ಕ್ಷಣ ಮಮ ಬಂದು ಬಂದು ರತ್ತು ರತ್ತಿ ಗಂತ ಸಂತತಿ ಪ್ರಮೋದ ಮಾನ ಮಾನತೆ ಕೃಪಾ ಕಟಾಕ್ಷ ಧೋರಣಿ ನಿರುದ್ಧ ದುರ್ದರ ಪತಿ ವಜಿಸಿ ಕಂಬರೆ ಮನೋವಿರೋಧ ಮೇತು ವಸ್ತುನಿ ಜಟಾಭುಜಂಗ ಪಿಂಗಲ ಸುರಪಣ ಮಣಿ ಪ್ರಭಾತ ದಂಬ ಕುಂಕುಮ ದ್ರವ ಪ್ರಲಿಪ್ತ ದಿಗ್ವ ಧೂಮು ಮದಾಂದ ಸಿಂಧುರತ್ಪುರತ್ವ ಗುತ್ತರಿಯ ಮೇದುರೆ ಮನೋ ವಿನೋದ ಮತ್ತು ತಂಬಿ ಬಸ್ತು ಭೂತ ಬರ್ತರಿ ಸಹಸ್ರಲೋಚನ ಪ್ರಬುದ್ಧ ಶೇಷಲೇಖ ಶೇಖರ ಪ್ರಸೂನ ಧೂಲಿ ಧೋರಣಿ ವಿಧೂತ ರಾಂದ್ರಿ ಪೀಠ ಭುಜಂಗ ರಾಜಮಾಲಯ ನಿಬದ್ದ ಜಾಟ ಚೂಟಕ ಶ್ರೀಯಿರಾಯ ಜ್ವಲಂಧನಂಜಯ ಸ್ಫುಲಿಂಗ ಭಾನಿಪೀತ ಪಂಚದಾಯಕಂ ನಮನ್ನಿಲಿಂಬನಾಯಕ ಸುಧಾಮಯೂಖಲೇಖಯ ವಿರಾಜಮಾನ ಶೇಖರ ಮಹಾಕಪಾಲಿ ಸಂಪದೆ ಶಿರೋ ಜಟಾಲ ಮತ್ತು ನಾಲ ಭಾಲ ಪಟ್ಟಿಕಾ ಧಗತ್ 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 ಜ್ವಲ ಧನಂಜಯಾಹುತಿ ಕೃತ ಪ್ರಚಂಡ ಪಂಚದಾಯಕೆ ಧರಾಧರೇಂದ್ರ ನಂದಿನಿ ಕುಚಾಗ್ರ ಚಿತ್ರ ಪತ್ರಕ ಪ್ರಕಲ್ಪನೈಕ ಶಿಲ್ಪಿನಿ ತ್ರಿಲೋಚನೇರ ತಿರ್ಮಮ ನವೀನ ಮೇಘ ಮಂಡಲಿ ನಿರುದ್ಧ ದುರ್ಧರ ಸ್ಫುರತ್ಕು ಶೀತಿನಿ ತಮ ಪ್ರಬಂಧ ಬದ್ಧ ಕಂದರ ನಿಲಿಂಬ ನಿರ್ಝರಿ ಧರತ್ತ ನೋದು ಕೃತಿ ಸಿಂಧುರ ಬಲಾ ನಿಧಾನ ಬಂಧುರ ಶ್ರಿಯಂ ಜಗತ್ತುರಂಧರ ಪ್ರಫುಲ್ಲ ನೀಲ ಪಂಕಜ ಪ್ರಪಂಚ ಕಾಲಿಮ ಪ್ರಭಾವಲಂಬಿ ಕಂಠ ಕಂದಲೀರು ಚಿತ್ರಬದ್ಧ ಕಂದರ ಸ್ಮರಚ್ಚಿದಂ ಪುರಚ್ಚಿದಂ ಭವಚ್ಚಿದಂ ಕಚ್ಚಿದಂ ಗಜಚ್ಚಿದಾಂಧ ಕಚ್ಚಿದಂ ತಮಂತ ಕಚ್ಚಿದಂ ಭಜೆ ಅಗರ್ವ ಸರ್ವ ಮಂಗಲಾ ಕಲಾ ಕದಂಬ ಮಂಜರಿ ರಸ ಪ್ರವಾಹ ಮಾಧುರಿ ವಿಜೃಂಭಣಾಮದಂ ವ್ರತಂ ಸ್ಮರಾಂತಕಂ ಪುರಾಂತಕಂ ಭವಾಂತಕಂ ಮಕಾಂತಕ ಗಜಾಂತಕಾಂಧ ಕಾಂತಕಂ ತಮಂತ ಕಾಂತಕಂ ಭಜೆ ಜಯದ್ವದ ಪ್ರವಿಭ್ರಮ ಭ್ರಮತ್ ಭುಜಂಗಮಶ್ವ ತದ್ವಿನಿಂಗಮಕ್ರಮತ್ ಪುರ ವಿದ್ವನನ್ಮೃದಂಗ ತುಂಗ ಮಂಗಲ ಧ್ವನಿಕ್ರಮ ಪ್ರವರ್ತಿತ ಪ್ರಚಂಡ ತಾಂಡವ ಶಿವ ಋಷದ್ ವಿಚಿತ್ರ ಕಲ್ಪಯೋ ಭುಜಂಗ ಮೌಕ್ತಿ ಕತ್ರ ಜ್ಯೋತರಿಷ್ಟ ರತ್ನಲೋಷ್ಟಯೋ ಸುರು ವಿಪಕ್ಷ ಪಕ್ಷ ತೃಣಾರವಿಂದ ಚಕ್ಷುಷೋ ಪ್ರಜಾ ಮಹೀ ಮಹೇಂದ್ರಯೋ ನಮ ಪ್ರಭೃತಿ
ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ.
Who dares to utter that name in front of me? The sound of it is itself a great annoyance to me. Ah, Maharishi, pranams. I was entranced in the dream of the cosmic dance of the Shiva Shakti. Ah, the very bliss of that dream seems to be capable to fulfill the purpose of life. And you rudely awakened me to the reality and destroyed the sanctity of the atmosphere by uttering the vile name of Narayana.
Narayana? I did not utter it to anger you. Everybody knows it is the first and last utterance of every sentence that I speak. Tell me, why do you hate Narayana so much?
Oh, so you would like to know the reason for my anger? Ha! It is your Lord, Sri Mahavishnu. He has destroyed my entire lineage. All my ancestors met their final fate in his hands. I am awaiting an opportunity to confront him and defeat him. That would be the fulfillment of my life.
Alas, I know I am matchless to his power and his trickery. I am aware of my capacities and that of Mahavishnu too.
I have to redeem myself. I have to become invincible to defeat him. I will find a way.
Oh, Neelakanta, I beseech you to show me the way.
Only Neelakanta can help you. Why don't you pray to him? Such a great devotee that you are. You can beseech the Lord with a single prayer. He is the only solution to your problem. I will leave now. Manovancha Phalasiddhiras. Narayana Narayana. Chitrambul, Vichitrambul, Trailokya Pavitrambul, Bhavalata Vitrambul, Sanmitrambul, Vishnudeva Charitrambul. The Lord's ways are indeed incomprehensible.
Om Namah Shivaya.
There you see the devout Taraka, lost in his attempts to gain my favor. His devotion is appreciable indeed. His undivided devotion leads him to look at the divinity itself through a tainted perspective.
I am amazed at his steadfastness. For how long did he meditate, Lord?
He was lost in the contemplation for hundreds of years, forgetting the need for food, drink, sleep. I shall now go and relieve him of his burden. Bhakta, Taraka, I am pleased with your devotion and your dedication. What is it that you seek from me? Ask, and it shall be yours.
Lord, Mahadeva, Maheshwara, it is indeed my greatest fortune to behold you. This is my greatest boon. What great blessings do I need? I seek no other boon.
Taraka, but the intention with which you started this tapasya was different, was it not?
Lord, I sought your darshan to avenge the loss of my ancestors in the hands of the vile Vishnu. But your divine sight cleansed me of revenge. I now have a new mission.
And what is it, Taraka?
I want to prove to the world that Shiva alone is supreme.
Shiva alone is supreme?
Oh yes, my Lord. Please, bless me to be immune to all weapons.
That shall make me immortal, and I will prove to the world of your supremacy.
Do you think immunity from the weapons is the only way to become immortal?
I am absolutely sure, my lord.
Pray, grant me the boon,
and you shall see the power of a Shiva Bhakta.
So be it. Tadhastu. May you remain unaffected by any weapon or any being.
I am indeed blessed, my lord.
Taraka, here, take this too. The Amrutalinga, immortality in your hand. The insignia that emerged during the churning of the ocean by devas and asuras. Son, guard it as your eyelids guard the eye. This is intertwined with your life. As long as the Amrutalinga is unharmed, there will be no danger to your life.
I shall encase this Amrutalinga in gold, and I will let it adorn my kantha. Let it rest close to my heart. Anything that is the Lord's prasadam truly needs to be seated near my heart.
Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya.
The situation is worsening. The war is increasing in its intensity and ferocity with every passing minute. Tarakasura is now crossing his limits.
His atrocities cannot be contained further. Despite all our efforts, his strength seems to multiply mysteriously.
It is all beyond our capacities now. Only Lord Shiva himself can show us a way out of this.
Whatever has happened till now has happened for good. Problems are never created without solutions. The solution to this problem too exists. Since I have granted the boon to Tarakasura, it is impossible to destroy him. Even though he is a great devotee, because of his acts, he needs to be killed. My son Kartikeya shall lead the army of the Devas to victory in this battle against Taraka.
Your wish shall be my command, father.
Son, remember that everything has a beginning and an end. But Linga alone has neither the beginning nor the end. The Linga is the source of life. Ponder on this and you shall find your answers. Go, son. Go. Prove your stand for upholding Dharma. Digvijayostu.
Senapati, I am totally confused. But did you find the solution to end the asura? The Lord was very implicit in not pointing out the solution directly. Don't you feel so?
Of course, Devendra. Jnana will never be served on a silver platter. It has to be earned by the deserved. Oh yes, now I realize. I need to destroy Amrutalinga to end Tarakasura.
Indeed, Taraka is a great devotee. Blessed am I to play a role in this divine drama.
Where have these cowards gone? Have they hidden themselves in shame? Ah! There they are, the cowards. What happened to your divine powers? Have they deserted you? The defeated king of gods and the incompetent Senapati?
Enough, Taraka. I shall destroy you now.
सततम् हरे गुणौ सुभक्ति माशु याति नान्यथा गति विमोहनम् हि देहिनाम् सुशङ्करस्य चिन्तनम्।
ओ महादेव, why have you forsaken me, O Lord? Have you abandoned me? Have you abandoned me when I needed you the most? Lord, was my devotion not intense? Did I not keep the Amruthalinga close to me always?
Taraka, I have not forsaken you. You have kept the Amruthalinga near to you. But have you kept it truly dear to you?
Ah, Lord. Lord, did you not promise me immunity from weapons and beings? How can this happen to me now?
I promised you immunity from weapons and beings, and there you lie unwounded. It is only the linga that is harmed, but not you.
Oh, Natana Sutradhari, my ignorance and arrogance has blinded me. My ignorance has blinded me from perceiving the magnanimity of your plan. Yes, my Lord. Yes, except for you, my heart had no place for any other. I only wish to show that you were supreme. That you were supreme. By eliminating the rest of the gods.
Therein lies your mistake, Taraka. You are blinded by the principle of duality, that I was different from others. Did you think I was separate from Vishnu? It is all right to see God in a stone, but don't see God only as a stone. By harming the devas, you're harming me too. Rise above the principle of duality and reach unity. Know that I am one, my dear son. Be alike to everyone.
Forgive me, O Lord, and redeem me. Om Namah Shivaya.
Don't worry, my child. This too is my will, my divine drama. Each of the pieces of Amruthalinga shall become a place of pilgrimage and remind the future generations to embrace the principle of unity. Devendra, install the biggest piece of linga and I shall give darshan as Amareshwara. Taraka, you now have the last few minutes of your earthly life before your final sojourn to me. Spend them in solitude. Your noble end too is of a great service for the generations to come.
Forgive me, O Lord. I too was blinded by the principle of duality that Allah and you were different. From now on, I will personally take the responsibility of the temple and see that it is taken care of.
Don't restrict me just to the temple. Keep me in your heart and see me in everyone. When you see all as one, then you'll all be true Amrutaputras, the true children of immortality. And wherever you are, that shall verily become the Amaravati. the home of the immortals.
I am indeed blessed to have witnessed the Kshetra Purana of Amravati. What greater blessing can I ask than witnessing the story with the Lord Shiva himself? Lord, where are you? Was this a dream? Can this be true? It has to be so. This could not have been my imagination, nor can it be a hallucination. MashaAllah, you are gracious to me to come here in person to clear my doubts. Blessed indeed am I. The Lord himself appeared to remove my doubts.
Jahapana, what happened? Is everything all right?
How fortunate am I to have the darshan of Lord himself? I shall myself henceforth look after the welfare of the temple. I will ensure that there is no dearth hereafter. And this will be my offering to the Lord.
Etat somasya suryasya sarvalinga gastapayate pani mantram pavitram sadyo jatam prapadhyami sadyo jataya vaina bo namaha bhave bhave nadi bhave bhavaswama
Thank you.
story could have so many things to learn from.
There is no difference between a Hindu and Muslim. All of us are brothers. Harboring revenge brings our own downfall. Taraka was an example for that.
I learned another thing. We should be very particular in praying to God for something. Yes, or else we will face the consequences. For me, the most important lesson was from Kartikeya and Indra. Did they not think that they were capable of anything? But at last they realized that He is only God who acts through all of us.
I too learned one thing from the story, that God plans our lives, situations, and even the obstacles on our path. I am happy that each of you learned a value from the story. Let us all sing together praise of the Lord.
Thank you. satyam vada dharmam chara jivanika satyam vada dharmam chara jivanika.
The students and staff of Sri Satya Sai Gurukula Vidyaniketan Vijayanki, Karimnagar district, offer our loving hearts at the divine lotus feet of Bhagavan. Swami, we started our journey with your command in the year 2007. It is your infinite love and grace that we have recently completed 7 years of this journey. Swami, we have all assembled here today to express our heartfelt gratitude through a dance drama, Jnana Pradayini Vidya Vahini. In the current age, technology has become a dominant part of our lives. Every sphere of human development relies heavily on the use of technology. Unfortunately, technology drives man, and to a major extent, it is not being harnessed enough for the welfare and upliftment of humanity. In this dance drama, we highlight how technology is being put to positive use to provide insightful, inspiring, enjoyable and participative education to thousands of rural children through Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini.
మనిషిని మాధవుని చేయ మదినే స్వర్గముగా మార్చ మాధవుడే అవతరించ సత్య సాయి భగవానుగ ఎంత ప్రేమయో స్వామికి ఎంత ప్రేమయో సత్య సాయి భగవానుకి ఎంత ప్రేమయో నడయాడే శ్రీనివాసుడై ఈశ్వరుడే అవతరించై పవిత్ర భారతాన ఎంత పుణ్యమో మనదెంత పుణ్యమో సత్య సాయి దర్శింప జన్మ ధన్యమో మనిషిని మాధవుని జయమ మార్గముగా మార్చ మాధముడే అవతరించ సత్య సాయి భగవానుగ ఎంత ప్రేమయో స్వామికి ఎంత ప్రేమయో సత్య సాయి భగవానుకి ఎంత ప్రేమయో మతం పేర కులం పేర మత్సరాలు తగదంతు మానవతను బోధించి ప్రేమ మతము స్థాపించ సంభవామి యుగే యుగే అని చాటిన రీతిగా మనిషిని మాధవు నిజే మదినే స్వర్గముగా మార్చ మాధవుడే అవతరించ సత్య సాయి భగవాను ఎంత ప్రేమయో స్వామికి ఎంత ప్రేమయో సత్య సాయి భగవానుకి ఎంత ప్రేమయో ఎంత ప్రేమయో స్వామికి ఎంత ప్రేమయో
నారాయణ నారాయణ హనుమా హనుమా ఓ హనుమా
ఓ నారద నారద మహర్షి ప్రణామ్స్ ఐఎమ్ బ్లెస్డ్ ఐఎమ్ ఇండీడ్ బ్లెస్డ్ బై యువర్ ప్రెజెన్స్
ఓ నో హనుమా ఇన్ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ద ఆపోజిట్ యూఆర్ మోర్ బ్లెస్డ్ బికాస్ యూ స్టాండ్ ఓవర్ ద హోలీ ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ పుట్టపర్తి and witness the glory of our Lord. You have been in Puttaparthi, that too on top of Hillview Stadium, for decades. You have the best spot for the upcoming 90th birthday celebrations of our dearest Lord.
Being in Puttaparthi, being in the midst of Sai devotees, oh, what good fortune. This compassionate gift from Sai Rama, I am blessed. Tell me, how can this Ramadasa be of service to you?
The Lord's servant does not waste any time in getting to the point. Narayana, Narayana. Anyways, somebody, your brother, needs your guidance, Hanuma. While I can help, but I feel advice coming from a fellow brother would have a better impact.
Brother? But I just met Bhima and he seems to be fine.
Not him, Hanuma. Like you, he is a disciple of Surya Deva, mastering the concept of radio waves. He travels alongside your father, Vayu, to distant corners of the world through wire and space. Meet your brother, MT, Modern Technology.
Salutations, brother Hanuma. I am MT, Modern Technology, and inside too, I am MT, forsaken by the Lord. I see no purpose in my existence.
My Lord, Sai Rama forsaking you? How is it possible?
It is true. Whenever someone says technology, Swami says, trick knowledge and brushes me aside. When somebody says internet, Swami corrects them and says internet. I feel so unwanted. Brother Hanuman, Maharishi Narada, please advise me.
Arre brother, don't feel disheartened. If a surgery fails, it is unfair to blame the knife. The comments were meant for the user of the tool and not the tool itself.
But if I look at the information transmitted through me, conspiracies, terrorist plots, hate speeches. I feel more and more I am the cause of this Kali Yuga.
You see the night and day, right? Is it because the sun moved away and abandoned you?
No, absolutely not. It is because the earth is rotating and moving away.
Exactly, brother. When you move towards the Lord, you are in Satya Yuga. And when you move away from the Lord, you are in Kali Yuga. Yuga is not a state of circumstances. It is a state of the mind.
But what about the immense negativity I carry? Is that not why the Lord keeps me away?
Who says you carry only negativity? Don't you carry the beautiful message of the Lord in the form of Radio Sai?
Yes, yes. I have reliable inside information that our Lord Sai also listens to Radio Sai. To move towards the Lord, all you need to do is tune to His frequency.
Finally, my turn has come to be an instrument in the Avatar's mission. In all the previous Avatars, I do not recall being used at all. I need to become an active instrument in the Lord's mission. How do I do that?
All the gods and goddesses who wanted to serve were assigned different duties. Mother Lakshmi for Medicare, Mother Saraswati for Educare, Mother Parvati for Sociocare, and Goddess Ganga came down on his command to quench the thirst of millions of people.
And our Lord Satyasai, son of Mother Ishwaramma, is the form of pure love.
ఏ గుణంబుగణించి ఏ తెంచెనోనాడు ప్రహ్లాదు పాలింప పరమ పురుషుడు ఏ గుణంబుగణించి ఏ తెంచెనోనాడు వేద కుచేలు బ్రోవ వేద చరితుడు ఏ గుణం చెనోనాడు కరినిగా చెడి తరి కమల నయనుడు ఏ గుణంబు గణించి ఏ తెంచెనోనాడు బలి చక్రవర్తి కావంగనోచి ఆ గుణంబి గణించి ఆమరవంద్యుడు ఆర్త జననాథుడి నాడు అవతరించే శ్రీనివాసుండు లోకైక చిన్మయుండు వెలిగె ప్రతీశుడై నేడు పృథివీయందు
already hollow, like a flute ready to be used by him.
Lord, I surrender to you. Make my existence worthwhile.
భక్తి మూలమొకటే అన్నావు. చిన్న శాంతి ఫలం నీవు, గురువులకే సద్గురువైనావు. గురువులకే సద్గురువైనావు, జన్మ ధన్యమవుతుంది బాబా.
నారాయణ నారాయణ. లుక్ దేర్ ఎంటీ.
Chosen you as an instrument for his pet project, Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini, with a mission to empower various schools across the country with state-of-the-art teaching materials without losing the moral core.
I am blessed. I am no longer empty. I am complete.
True. Science and technology is just half the circle. With spirituality entering, you have become a full circle and truly complete.
Yes, and that is by the grace of our beloved Bhagwan.
This is the yuga where modern technology got a wonderful opportunity to work for Swami. He is very lucky to be the bridge between the gurus and the students of Bhagwan. That will build his character.
Yes, you are right. Swami emphasized WWW as work, worship and wisdom. With education in human values, work becomes worship, which leads to wisdom. Swami transformed the modern technology by separating the W into two V's, which symbolizes Vidya Vahini.
Also, the technology that brings all of us together shall lead us to unity. With moral values planted at a young age, that will lead us to purity, and all together we shall travel towards divinity. Let us all march towards the Lord, towards the Satya Yuga.
को निर्मल करे आओ चले सत्य धर्म की ओर जीवन को पावन करे आओ चले आओ चले हम सब साई हमारे जीवन सहारे साई हमारे जीवन सहारे जीवन को जीवन चले शांति प्रेम की हो जीवन को पावन करे और चले ओ
दाहती की चाव विद्यालय ने तब
विद्यालय ने तब
वैज्ञानिक चाव
With your active involvement in Swami's mission of Educare, you will change the lives of some very special young friends.
And who might them be?
Who else? You are going to help the students of the various schools. They are just like our friend Vanaras, energetic and mischievous, until shown the right direction by the Lord. One minor difference. The Vanaras have a tail. Our friends do not.
Good one, Maharishi. But let us not forget the overall impact created by Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini. Be it in giving unique service opportunities to people with technological skills, or in the overall transformation of a school into a joyful temple of learning.
I am involved in the transformation process at so many different levels. I am eager to see the process of transformation too.
Oh, sure. Let us first visit a naughty little friend before Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini came into his life.
I cannot understand the lessons. How do I write the exams? Can I bang the exams? If I get a stomachache, I don't have to go to school. So no exams.
Yeah.
Very interesting, amusing. Such young minds will be guided using me?
Yes. Through Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini, these children will learn to love school again and will not invent excuses to bunk the school.
In fact, the process has already begun, Hanuma. According to my latest news update, the boy is now inventing excuses to go to school, even on weekends, saying drama practice and so on.
Wonderful. I am eager to see who else is being transformed.
Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini is not only influencing the students, but also enabling the adults to serve the Lord by providing them with unique service opportunities. Come, let us go to a Sai Samiti and see how people belonging to different occupations are being brought into Swami's fold.
Sai Ram brothers.
Sai Ram.
I know all of you come for Seva. May I know in what way you all are serving in Swami's mission?
Sai Ram. We serve in whichever way we can. I'm a farmer. I serve in the canteen.
I'm a teacher. I take Balvika's classes for the children.
I am a doctor. I participate in medical camps.
I am a businessman. I serve people in whatever way I can.
I participate in Grama Seva.
I participate in National Nitya Narayan Seva Patakam.
You all are so lucky. I am a software engineer. My work schedule is such that I have to be tied to the computer all day. There is no Seva opportunity that suits my work. That computer is turning me away from God. Swami, please show me the way.
Don't worry, brother. Swami's Vidyavahini project requires software people. Please contact this number.
Oh, Swami, this is marvelous. You have shown me the way. I shall contact this number right away. Hello, Sai Ram sir. I'm a software engineer. I'm interested to work for Vidya Vahini. Okay sir, okay. Surely sir. I will register myself into the visual asset team of Vidya Vahini. Thank you sir. Sai Ram sir. Thank you so much Swami for making me part of this wonderful program of yours.
Narayana, Narayana.
How amazing, Maharishi.
Look, Hanuma, how Swami is touching the lives of various sections of the society through Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini.
Yes, Maharishi. There is an institutional level transformation too. Schools, which were earlier facing problems with poor infrastructure, low attendance, are now getting a facelift. Thanks to Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini.
Is it?
Come, let's go to one such school and see the impact ourselves.
గుడ్ మార్నింగ్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ సార్.
గుడ్ మార్నింగ్, ప్లీజ్ వెల్కమ్.
సార్, ఐ ఆమ్ సీయింగ్ ఎ లాట్ ఆఫ్ చేంజెస్ ఇన్ మై సన్ సిన్స్ ఫ్యూ మంత్స్. Nowadays, he is very eager to go to school. Earlier, this used to be a big task for me. What is so special about the school nowadays?
All these changes are due to the blessings of our Bhagwan in the form of Sri Sati Sai Vidyavahini. Vidyavahini breaks down boring lessons into 7 assets, namely inquisitive questions, interesting asides, main script, suggested activity, value content, day-to-day relevance, and questions to assess. Through the inquisitive questions, the interesting asides, the curiosity of the child will be kindled. Main script and suggested activity are used to convey the lesson content. This knowledge is then sprinkled with value content to strengthen the morale system of the child. Teachers then provide day-to-day relevance of the concepts along with the questions to assess. Learning is taking place not only in the classroom, corridor and campus, but also in the community. These are enabling teachers to make education insightful, inspiring, enjoyable and participative.
Oh, now I understand why my son is running to the school.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, sir.
Narayana, Narayana. Did you see the glory of his mission, MT? Are you happy now?
Happy? Happy is a small word. Did not Swami say, education without character and knowledge without wisdom are not only useless, but also positively dangerous? I am grateful that the Lord has chosen me to be a part of his mission as an instrument in providing high-quality, value-based educational content.
Oh, yes. Pillars of a nation are not made by gold and iron, but are built by men and women of character. See, Sathya Sai Vidya Vahini is truly a Jnana Dayini. This will create a generation of well-qualified young men and women in different positions who are totally filled with moral values to serve this great country, Bharat, and lead the spiritual powerhouse towards the golden age, the Satya Yuga, the Sathya Sai Yuga.
Thank you. Gajanana.
Sai Madhava, Sai Madhava.
మానస భజరే గురు చరణం. మానస భజరే గురు చరణం. దుస్తర భవ సాగర తరణం.
నాగేంద్ర శయనా ఓ जय जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई।